with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. More than 500,000 power outages have been reported across the East Coast due to the massive blizzard.
Many of the outages are in Massachusetts, where more than 289,000 outages were reported. Some New York and New Jersey residents won't see their power come back on for hours or even days. New Jersey was seeing more than 141,000 outages as of midday Monday, while Delaware and Rhode Island were reporting tens of thousands of outages. Utility companies report that restoration efforts are underway, but icy road conditions are slowing access to some neighborhoods.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. Police finding suspects from their online searches is a practice that's raising privacy concerns in court. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Criminal investigators hoping to develop suspects in difficult cases have been asking Google to reveal who searched for specific information online, seeking what's known as reverse keyboard warrants that critics warn threaten the privacy of innocent people. Unlike traditional search warrants that target a known suspect or location, keyboard warrants work backward by identifying internet addresses where searches were made in a certain window of time for particular terms, such as a street address where a crime occurred or a phrase like pipe bomb. Police have used the method to investigate a series of bombings in Texas and a fatal arson in Colorado. I'm Julie Walker.
Nick Reiner has pleaded not guilty in the killing of his parents, Rob Reiner and Michelle Singer Reiner. Nick Reiner's attorney entered the plea to two counts of first-degree murder in a Los Angeles courtroom Monday. The acclaimed director and his wife of 36 years were found dead with stab wounds in their Los Angeles home on December 14th. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 821 points. This is SRN News. Kansas lawmakers pass a bathroom bill, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
To do it, they had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. The new statute will bar males from using female restrooms and locker rooms in government buildings. Republican Representative Carolyn Cahar says, quote, "Our young women deserve to have restrooms and locker rooms where they can undress without men in the room. This bill protects girls and women, the ones feminists used to claim to stand for. It will go into effect in Kansas immediately." Michael Harrington reporting.
A hopeful sign in a war-torn Balkan nation, Kosovo's Christian and Muslim communities both embarked peacefully on a traditional period of fasting and spiritual reflection last week. This year marks a rare occasion when the start of the Muslim month of Ramadan and the Christian period of Lent coincide. Kosovo is more than 90% Muslim and is still reeling from a war in 1998. SRN News. American oil and gas companies get a hearing before the Supreme Court.
The companies are trying to block lawsuits seeking to hold the industry liable for billions of dollars in damage the plaintiffs blame on climate change. The conservative majority court took up the case Monday. The companies appeal to the Supreme Court after Colorado's highest court allowed a lawsuit from Boulder to move ahead. The companies say the lawsuits present a serious threat to the industry. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Panama has ordered the occupation of two key ports at the ends of the Panama Canal. It comes after the country's top court ruled that the operator's contract is unconstitutional. The government on Monday ordered the Panama Maritime Authority to occupy the Balboa and Cristobal terminals. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.